Hey guys, how you all doing? Danny Cumru here. I just counted the amount of episodes I've done so far since starting, and this is my 14th episode! Woohoo! See, like everything in network marketing, it's all about consistency, and I cannot believe I'm on episode number 14 already. One thing I want to talk about before I get started, this episode is going to be a good one, by the way. It's going to be absolutely incredible. I'm going to get all of my energy passed over to you. It's going to be a really, really good episode. One thing I want to ask you to do before I get into this episode is, if you have been listening and you have been enjoying, please tag me on Instagram. Please take a screenshot right now of where you're listening. Tag me on Instagram stories. My name is Juicy Danny on Instagram. Give me a tag and tell me what you're enjoying about these and tell me what you'd like to hear. So what kind of tip would you like to hear? Whether it's how to smash your business, whether it's a mindset tip. What would you like to hear more of in these podcasts? Please let me know, because I do these to help everyone in network marketing to build their businesses more, to become more confident, to become the best versions of themselves, and to go out there and smash their businesses. So if you have got like a particular thing you want me to talk about, please let me know. Pop me a message. I'll always write back to you. I'll always acknowledge everything that you do, all of the tags that you do, and I appreciate all of you, because if I had no listeners on here, I wouldn't continue to do them. So this is something that, like, you are allowing me to be consistent. You are allowing me to give back with my knowledge from the industry over the past 7 years, and I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate you taking your time out of your day to listen to me. Right, oh my God. Today's episode is going to be all about getting obsessed, right? Because this is something I'm really passionate about, and I literally can't wait for this episode. I've got no notes written down, right? This episode is literally something that comes from the heart, because I can tell you right now, Danny Cumru is obsessed with this industry. I'm obsessed with network marketing. I'm obsessed with what I do. And actually, right, what I want to talk about first of all, right, there are different types of people in this industry, right? There are people that are here to earn an extra couple of hundred pounds a month alongside what they're doing, alongside their current commitments, and that's fine. They haven't got to be obsessed, right? Because if you're in that category, you haven't got to be obsessed. You're just here to make a little bit of extra money, put your orders on. You haven't got to be totally obsessed, right? You've still got to be a little bit obsessed to stay consistent with it and stay doing it, but you haven't got to be like, oh my God, my business is my life, it's my everything. I'll put it before everything. You haven't got to be like that, right? You can just do your orders, earn your money, carry on being consistent and do that, right? But what I find in network marketing, there are a lot of people that say, I want to go to the top. I want to make it big. I want to be a top earner, because this industry does give you the insight to like dream big, right? It gives you, we all dream big as children, right? And network marketing is almost like it gives you a second chance to dream big again. We talk about vision. We talk about what you can achieve. You always got to have your top earner in the company that you look up to, that you're thinking, oh, I'd love to have their life. I'd love to have their lifestyle, right? And it's something that it does allow you to dream big. And it is possible for everyone. Like it's the industry. This is what I love about the industry, right? Where it is possible for everyone. Everyone can achieve that. Everyone can achieve becoming a top earner, right? Not everyone does, but everyone can. So then why don't everyone do that, right? First of all, some people might not want to, right? You might not want to. Chances are, if you're listening to a podcast like this, chances are you do want to be a top earner. You do want to absolutely smash it. You do want to get to the top, right? So I'm talking mainly to you guys, right? If that's you, give me a hell yeah, right? Wherever you are, sit down, shout out, or stand up and shout out, yes, I want to become a top earner. I want to earn £1 million. I want to absolutely change my life, right? And I am talking to you guys, the guys that are like, I want to absolutely smash this. I want to change my life, right? I am talking to you. So first of all, you have to become obsessed, right? You have to put this before anything else, and you have to be totally obsessed with it, right? Now, we have to, first of all, work out you are in that category, right? Because you all could have shouted at me right now, yeah, I want to be a millionaire. But you have to decide, I am in that category. I am obsessed. I am willing to do what it takes, and I am in that category. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to set yourself up for disappointment, right? Because this is why a lot of people leave this industry, because they might look at the top earners and they might think, yeah, I want to do that. I'm doing the daily disciplines. I'm doing my DMO. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm not getting to where they're getting. Why? Why am I not getting to where they're getting? Why, right? Maybe you're not maybe you are not as obsessed as they are. Maybe you are not as passionate as they are, right? And if you're not, That's the difference, right? Because you might, two people can do exactly the same thing in terms of you're doing your DMO every day, you're doing the work every day, you're doing your stories, you're doing your posting, you're reaching out to people, you're doing all of those things, right? But are you doing it with like a passion and an obsession that like, I am so obsessed with this because this is going to change my life, right? And that's the difference. So I'm asking you right now, where you're at, are you obsessed, right? So let me do a little checklist, right? Are you, when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you think about? Is it your business? Is it network marketing? Is it this, right? If it is, then you might be a little bit obsessed, right? When you're walking around of a day, is it constantly on your mind? If you're having to do other things that are not your business, like you're putting the washing on or you're making the dinner, are you constantly thinking, oh, I wish I was working on my business, right? If you are, that's a clue that you might be slightly obsessed, right? Do you talk about it to everyone? Does everyone know, oh yeah, there she is, talking about her business again, she's obsessed? Because, do you know what? So many people worry in this industry that they're going to pee people off. They're going to annoy people. They're going to talk about their business so much, people are going to unfollow them. People are going to unfriend them. People are going to cross the street because they don't want to talk to them anymore because you're obsessed about your business. Now, I'm not talking about like obsessed in that you're trying to recruit all these people. You can't have a conversation without jumping down their throat. Going, you need to join my team, right? Because that could be slightly annoying, right? But just happy, just excited, just knowing what you're achieving, just got goals, just got vision, right? So your conversations should be changing, right? And sometimes that means the people that you're spending your time with has got to change, right? Because there are certain people that are not going to talk about dreaming big and vision and your business and be excited for you. There are people that are going to look down at you, that are going to have the up with you, that are going to think, like, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. Don't surround yourself with those people, right? So the people that you surround yourself might have to change a little bit. You might have to distance yourself from certain people, because if you are letting people's opinions and people's negative opinions about what you're doing get in your mind, that's no good, right? Because if you want to do this, if you have made a decision and you're like, I'm getting to the top, I'm becoming a top earner, I'm changing my life, you have to, everyone that you're around, you need to be comfortable talking about what you want to talk about, which is your business, which is your excitement, which is your goals, which are your dreams, right? And if the people that you're around, you can't talk about them things with, they're the wrong people, right? You need to get around people you can talk about your vision with, right? Because conversations matter. Daily conversations matter. If you're like, you wake up every morning and you're like, right, I'm obsessed with my business, I'm going to smash it today. And you get around a group of people and they're like, yeah, you're really not going to do anything with that business, are you? And you're thinking, and you don't stand up for yourself and you're thinking, this is a negative mindset. This is not going to get you to where you need to be. You need to be around people that are like, yeah, and you know what? Like, let's make our vision board together. And when are we going to tick off that goal together? And oh my God, I'm getting closer to that goal. And how incredible will it be when you take your children to Disney? Oh my God, you're gonna smash it, you're gonna tick it off. How incredible will it be when you earn your first £10,000 in 1 month? I am gonna be behind you, I'm gonna be clapping you all the way. Like, I'm excited for you. Like, you need friends that are excited for you, right? So are you talking about your business all the time? Does everyone, do your next door neighbors or your mum friends up the school all know that you are doing your company, your business, network marketing? Not because they've seen it online, because it radiates from you, because you're proud of it, because you talk about it, because this is a massive thing, right? So many people are scared to talk about their products or their business or their opportunity because they fear being judged, right? Because they fear other people won't like it. Who cares, right? You like it. And I promise you, right, I've had this. When I first started, I've had this. I had people tell me, it's not going to work. You're involved in a pyramid scheme. You're involved in this. You're involved in that. You're never going to make any money. You're not going to get to the top. If I carried on listening to them people, I would not be here now. Right? So you've got to not listen to those closed-minded people, and you've got to allow yourself to be excited, right? Are you excited? Are you so excited by what you're doing, right? You look at your compensation plan now. How many bonuses can you earn in your compensation plan, right? Right? Does that excite you? Does that excite you? In our company, we can earn £119,480 just in bonuses. Not being funny, that excites me. That makes me want to jump out in bed in the morning. That makes me want to work. That makes me want to be obsessed. That is why I'm obsessed. Like, you've got to think what is in front of you, right? And if you can realistically see yourself achieving them bonuses, being that person that's you know, bought properties, that's travelled the world, that's changed their life, that takes their family on their dream holidays, that buys their dream house, that buys their dream car. Guys, all of these things are possible because I've done them. Other people have done them. I've bought my dream house. I've bought my dream car. I'm investing in things. I've travelled the world. I've been on incentive trips. I've changed my mind. I've changed my mindset. I've changed my life, and I'm helping other people to change theirs. If I can do it, you can do it. It's possible. Are you excited about that? And does that make you obsessed with this business, right? Because some people might love their job, might be obsessed with their job, might be doing overtime, can't wait to get into their job, right? That's brilliant. Like, that is amazing. If you're obsessed with your job, that's amazing, right? But this is an industry where if you're obsessed with it, it pays you in ways beyond your wildest dreams, right? So if you're going to get obsessed with anything in life, get obsessed with this. It will make you better. It will make your bank account grow. It will make you grow. It will make your family's life better. It will make you impact so many people's lives. So are you obsessed? Do you talk about this to absolutely everyone, right? Another way that you can see whether you're obsessed or not, when you go to bed at night, is it the last thing you think about, right? Are you working so hard that you're going to bed, your phone is falling on your face because you can't physically do any more of your DMO and you can't physically work anymore because you don't even want to put your phone down because you're so excited by the fact that you're changing lives, you're doing your business, you are obsessed. That is a sign that you are obsessed, right? If you're going to bed early, your phone isn't even in the room, you're not even really bothered, then you're not obsessed, right? These are signs that you are obsessed. And I believe every single person that's got to the top of this industry is obsessed with it. Is obsessed with it. You've got to think, what are your priorities in life? What are your top three priorities in life? If network marketing and your business isn't in your top three priorities, you're never ever going to become a top earner. And I promise you that you won't. It needs to be up there in your top three priorities. So if you're like, oh, the kids come first and the husband comes first and my day job comes third and my family comes fourth and I really like going and playing tennis and network marketing is around about number 6, number 7 on my priority list. It's not going to happen, right? It's good to be passionate about other things, right? But make this your number one obsession and your number one passion for a period of time and you'll have all the time in the world to spend with your family, to go and play tennis, right? To do your other hobbies, to do your whatever it is you want to do, right? If you are obsessed with this for a long enough period of time, you can be abundant in everything else, right? So actually, for a period of time, I put this as my number one priority, right? I still cared for my child. I still cared for my husband. I still loved my family. But this was my number one priority. Why? For them, right? Use your why as a reason, not an excuse. I hate it when people say, oh, I'd love to smash my business, but it's too hard with my children. No. Use your children as your why, not your excuse. They are your reason. They're not your excuse. Right? If you're running this business right, you can run it around your children anyway, right? Doesn't mean that you're ignoring them. It means that you are putting your business first for them so that one day you can give them the best life ever. Right? And it doesn't even need to be that long in this industry. What you can achieve in just a few short years is phenomenal, right? And some people give their life to their work anyway for a salary, just to pay the bills, just to pay the mortgage. But they're giving all their time and they're giving all their everything to their job just to pay their bills, right? Whereas in network marketing, if you give your time to it, if you get obsessed with it, if you put it as your number one priority, right, for a period of time, you are going to have everything that you ever want, right? So it has to be, I think it has to be, I'll say the top three. If it's your number one priority, you're going to go far, right? It's going to be your number one priority. You wake up in the morning, you're like, right, my business. You go to bed at night, you're like, right, my business. You're doing everything you do throughout the day, you're like, right, my business. It's like when people are like, oh, I don't know what to post about. Everything is a post. Every single thing that you see, you should be relating back to your business, right? I work in a health business. So if I'm out doing Tesco shop, I'm taking a picture of my trolley, right? I'm doing my healthy shop for the week. That's expanding my business. If I'm going out to the gym, I'm recording it. I'm putting it on my Insta story. That's expanding my business, right? If I go out for a walk, I'm exercising. I'm out on a nice walk. I'm using that for my business. If I was taking my children to the park, I'd be documenting it. I'd be saying, this is the time freedom that I've got. I'm working from the park with my children. I'm documenting. I'm working it on my business. It doesn't mean that you don't do anything else. It just means that everything that you do, you relate back to your business, right? So actually it becomes like second nature. It becomes like, yeah, you're obsessed, but actually it's so easy because it's just a part of everything that I do. Because I'm that obsessed, everything that I do ties in with my business, right? So it's actually not that hard, right? So I ask you right now to rate yourself, right? Out of 1 to 10, how obsessed with you are you right now with your business? Is it the first thing you think about? Is it the last thing you think about? Do you think about it all day? Do you obsess over it? Do you visualize yourself at the top? Do you see yourself walking across that stage? Do you see yourself earning that massive paycheck? Do you see yourself changing so many people's lives? Do you see your family sitting in a swimming pool in your garden because you've earned it? Do you see your family sitting in a brand new car because you've earned it? Do you see yourself in your family sitting in a brand new house that you're because you've earned it, because you've done it? Do you see that? Because if you don't see it, you can't have it. You have to see it first. You have to be that obsessed. You have to see it. You have to have it on your vision board, and you have to know what you're working hard for every single day. I am obsessed. I'm sitting in my office right now and I can see my vision board. I can see what's on there, right? Number one earner in Europe, right? It's on there. Investment properties, it's on there. Maldives in a hut, it's on there. Taking my family to Universal, to Harry Potter World and everything, it's on there. $1 million paycheck, I've written it, I've signed it, I've put a date on it, I've sent it out to the universe, it's on there. A massive house with like grounds and gates and swimming pools and saunas. It is on there. I can see it. It is in front of my eyes right now as I'm talking to you, and I can see it. That is what I'm obsessed with. That is what I want to get. Impacting people's lives. It's on there. There's a picture of the world. I want to impact lives all around the world. I want to show people all around the world what's possible with this industry. It's on there. I can see it. I'm obsessed. And that's why I wake up every single day and I just don't do my DMO. I'm not just like, oh, I'm going to add some people on Facebook. I'm going to put a story up because that's what my upline told me to do. When you're doing that, it's not going to work. When you're doing it with intent, this is why I'm doing it, because I want to impact these people. This is why I'm doing it, because I want to buy that car. This is why I'm doing it, because I want to go on that holiday. It's a completely different thing when you're obsessed and you know what you're obsessed with and you believe in yourself. It's a completely different work ethic and it's a completely different thing. And you're going to go out there and you're going to make it happen because you are obsessed with it. And that is it. No one is going to stand in your way, because this industry, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter what your background is, it doesn't matter what your education is, right? The people that are the most obsessed and the most passionate and the most consistent and that do it and that want it the most and that work the hardest are going to win, are going to come out on top, are going to become top earners and are going to change their life. So you just need to ask yourself, is that me? Am I doing what it takes? Am I obsessed? Am I working hard? Could I put more in? Right? And if you could, do it. Because you can't tell me, and you especially can't tell yourself, I want to be a top earner and I want to change my life, if you're not obsessed with it and you're not doing it every second, right? Because if you want it, you can have it. But I promise you right now, and it's not just for this industry, it's anything in life, right? The most successful singer, the most successful entrepreneur, the most successful doctor, whoever it is, right? They are the most obsessed with their industry and what they're doing. And that's why, doesn't matter if someone is a runner, doesn't matter if someone's faster than them, doesn't matter if someone's better than them, right? They're working on it every single day. They're obsessed. They are going to become the best. They are going to be the best. And they are going to win, right? Because they are working on themselves so much. You have to work on yourself so much in this industry if you want to get to the top. You have to be obsessed with bettering yourself. You have to be obsessed with eating better. You have to be obsessed with becoming the best version of yourself. You have to be obsessed with growing your mindset. You have to be obsessed with helping other people, right? Obsession is good. Right? So many people think obsession is a bad thing. It depends what you're obsessed about. If you're obsessed with bettering yourself, with bettering your life, with doing good in the world, with helping other people, with smashing your goals, with smashing your dreams, you're going to get there. I'm going to leave it there, guys. I know it's been a passionate one. I hope you felt my energy. I hope you felt my love. I hope you felt my obsession with what I do and with my business. And hopefully that passes on to you and you can become obsessed. And you can become a top earner as well. Thank you for listening, guys.